Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010. We're here for you if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you need help with, if you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business. If you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We will talk to Ayla Brammer at the bottom of the hour about male fertility issues. Ayla is a registered dietitian, a nutritionist, as well as a functional medicine practitioner, and we're going to talk about male infertility, bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in this next segment here, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, it's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you're an entrepreneur or you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. Make some money selling nutritional supplements and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com or my blog pharmacistben.com or our news stories and blog posts, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Our number, 844-236-6010, lines open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk male fertility issues with Ayla Brammer at the bottom of the hour. Continuing on with my favorite subject in the world of skin health, anyway, and a very important and interesting subject in the world of health and nutrition, and that is the subject of fats. Lipids, as we call them. Yesterday we talked about the most important of the vitamins for helping the body process lipids, and that is niacin, an underutilized lipid-lowering nutritional supplement, which actually functions like a medicine. And some people consider it a medicine. Reading from the paper Nature Reviews headline, Niacin, another look at an underutilized lipid-lowering medication. They actually call it a medication. Dr. Abram Hoffer used niacin medically in the practice of orthomolecular medicine, that is good molecule medicine, nutritional medicine. I call it nutritional medicine. He called it orthomolecular medicine. He famously used niacin to help treat schizophrenics. And niacin has an important role to play in mental health and brain health. And one of the signs of niacin deficiency is actually cognitive problems. In fact, dementia is one of the 4 D's of niacin deficiency disease, pellagra. When it comes to lipids, when it comes to blood fats, niacin has a powerful role to play. as a modulator of the fats in the blood that cause atherosclerosis, making niacin extremely important for cardiovascular disease. People often ask me, what can I take for my clogged arteries? And I always think of chelation therapy, but helping lower the production of blood fats and helping the body process blood fats is another important strategy for unclogging arteries, and that's where niacin comes in. Niacin supplementation is required. It's hard to get niacin from foods. Niacin is found in high-protein foods, organ meats and grains. Beans are a good source of niacin. Seeds and nuts are good sources of niacin. But really, if you want to get the kind of doses that you need for medicinal effects, you need to be taking anywhere from 100 to 500, even up to 1,000 milligrams a day. Of course, there is the issue of the niacin flush. You can take no-flush niacin, which is niacinamide, but you're not going to get the same blood fat-lowering effects with no-flush niacin. You'll get some good benefits, especially for the skin, and niacin plays a major role in skin health. Make no mistake about it. Niacin topically is becoming the next big thing, slowly but surely anyway. Topical niacin has been used in commercial skincare products for probably 20, 25 years, and gradually it's become really, really recognized, really important, topical niacin, and I use it in a lot of my salon and esthetician products, topical niacin. Topical niacin has been shown to help improve wound healing. It's also been shown to help improve the health and the structure and the integrity of the stratum corneum barrier, the barrier on the surface of the skin called the stratum corneum, meaning hard layer, and the stratum corneum, this hard layer on the tippy top of the skin, helps protect against water loss. In fact, that's one of its, that may be its major role, actually, is to help keep water in and to keep water out. Keeping water in to keep the skin hydrated, the surface of the skin hydrated, and keeping water out so you don't dissolve into a puddle every time it rains. Niacin goes to helps improve the production of fats in the stratum corneum barrier. It's kind of interesting. The stratum corneum, the surface of the skin, is made up of hard cells, and then those hard cells are embedded in a matrix of fat, specifically cholesterol. Yes, you have cholesterol in the surface of the skin, as well as fatty acids, as well as a special kind of fat called a ceramide. You may have heard of ceramides, or been in the news lately, and there's a product called CeraVe that dermatologists recommend that's a ceramide-containing product. Well, it turns out that you can make your own ceramides. That's the best way to take care of your dry skin, is support the production of ceramides, as well as cholesterol, as well as fatty acids. And niacin is one of the most important supplements you can take orally, as well as using topically to help improve the stratum corneum barrier. Deficiencies in niacin will cause sensitive skin. Deficiencies in niacin will cause red skin. We told the story of folks who lived in the southern states after the Civil War. They were out in the sun and they were deficient in niacin, and their necks would turn really red, and that's where we get the term rednecks. Niacin deficiency is associated with gastrointestinal problems. The four D's of niacin deficiency disease, which is called pellagra, they call them the four D's. That's a kind of a mnemonic device that medical school students will learn about the disease pellagra. The four D's are diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. And yes, niacin deficiency, if it occurs chronically and for a long enough period of time, can actually kill you. Fortunately, the body will make a little bit of niacin, as we talked about yesterday, but it makes niacin from the amino acid tryptophan. Tryptophan has its own interesting properties, as we talked about yesterday, but one of the things that tryptophan does is it's a raw material or a building block for making the brain chemical serotonin. Well, under conditions of niacin deficiency, this is really interesting, tryptophan will be rerouted, and instead of making serotonin, it'll make niacin. And this perhaps is one of the reasons why taking niacin can be good for your mood. It helps conserve tryptophan, so the tryptophan can be used to make serotonin. In that way, niacin is kind of like a natural Prozac. It increases the level of this really important neurotransmitter, serotonin. Now, I'm going to talk about serotonin here in the coming days, because serotonin plays a really important roles when it comes to skin health, and serotonin is really a kind of like niacin, at least in its chemical structure, and kind of sort of like a tryptophan, at least in its chemical structure. Serotonin, by the way, is not really as much a brain molecule, even though when we think of serotonin, we think of brain health, as much as it is a digestive system molecule, as well as a blood molecule. In fact, serotonin refers to the fact that sera, meaning blood, has a has an effect on the flow of blood through the blood vessels. Serotonin, meaning tonicity of the blood. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to Ayla Brammer at the bottom of the hour about male fertility issues. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will talk to Ayla Brammer about male infertility issues at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls if you have calls in this segment.
continuing on with really interesting, fascinating B vitamin, niacin, vitamin B3, one of the B complex of vitamins, perhaps, arguably, the most important, certainly to the body. It's important enough that it will make niacin. It doesn't make thiamin. It doesn't make riboflavin. It doesn't make B1 or B2 or B5 or B6 or B12 or B9. It makes niacin, and for good reasons. That's because niacin is uber functional. They're all functional. Most of the B vitamins function as coenzymes. They help cells get energy. And niacin is kind of like that too. But niacin plays roles in all the different, numerous different systems in the body. The digestive system, the nervous system, the skin, the cutaneous system, as they say. And niacin comes from the amino acid tryptophan. Pellagra is niacin deficiency disease, and it's the disease that's caused by lack of niacin, as well as a lack of tryptophan. As long as you have tryptophan, you're going to make a little bit of niacin. As I say, niacin is converted from the amino acid tryptophan. But if you're deficient in both, you could be in big trouble, and that's what happened to folks who were subsisting on lots of corn after the Civil War down south. Corn has niacin in it, but the niacin is unavailable, and that's why native and indigenous populations, like Native Americans or folks who live in Mexico where they eat a lot of corn, they would alkalinize their corn by using lime. They added lime to the corn. They would mash the corn up and they would add lime to it. A process called nixtamalization. And this process releases the niacin, makes the niacin more bioavailable. Better living through chemistry, as they say. They didn't know about that after the Civil War in the South, and they would eat lots of corn. And unfortunately, they were not alkalinizing it, and the niacin was unavailable. Thus, the incidences of pellagra in the post-Civil War South. And as I say, that's where we get the term redneck. Niacin also plays a very important role in the health of the liver. We've been talking about the liver as a major fat metabolizing organ, and indeed it is. Liver health is a serious, serious problem in this country, and one out of three Americans are suffering from fatty liver disease, maybe even more. Last time I heard the statistic was one out of three, and that was probably 5 or 10 years ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's part of a complex of symptoms called metabolic syndrome that is associated with sugar, excess ingestion of sugar. And if you really want to do something for your liver, if you want to protect your liver, in addition to liver detox, you want to lay off the sugar. You want to treat yourself like a diabetic, even if you're not. Now, there are nutrients that you could take for liver detox. Ingevity has some liver detox nutrients. Milk thistle is an herb that's been used to treat the liver. There's a really cool supplement called N-acetylcysteine, which I've been talking about for a really long time. N-acetylcysteine is so important for the liver that if you were to get liver poisoning, they would put it right into your blood in the emergency room. But N-acetylcysteine can be taken orally, and you can buy it at the health food store, and it's great for helping the liver detox, especially alcohol. If you start supplementing with N-acetylcysteine and use maybe 200 to 500 milligrams a day of the stuff, you'll notice that when you drink alcohol, it takes you more to catch a buzz, and you don't get hungover as readily. That's because the NAC stimulates liver detox, and it's one of the most important of the liver detox supplements, along with niacin and along with vitamin E, for that matter. And if you're interested in a good liver detox supplement, get yourself on the Longevity Liver Pure. There's also the Liver Prep and the Liver Clean. The liver is the largest organ inside the body. The skin is said to be the largest organ. We know that the interstitium is actually the body's largest organ, but the mean conventional wisdom has it that the skin is the largest organ. Well, the liver is the largest organ inside the body, and over 500 different enzymatic reactions occur in the liver, and that means in a liver cell. That is one of the most amazing concepts to me, that there's 500 different things that a liver cell can do. How does that happen? You got to sit with that for a second. How can one cell have the intelligence to know how to and when to initiate one of 500 different enzymatic reactions? That's just such an amazing idea to me. The liver helps filter the blood. The liver is a sugar metabolizing and fat metabolizing structure. Amino acids are stored in the liver. And of course, the liver detoxes. There's a whole enzyme system that's responsible for detoxification in the liver. If you are on prescription drugs, if you are on multiple prescription drugs, there's a good chance that you're toxing out your liver. If you are on multiple prescription drugs and you are eating the standard American diet and you're dealing with excess sugar, or you have issues with obesity, the chances are pretty good you're toxing out your liver. Prescription drugs put a major stress on the liver, and that is one of the hidden side effects or hidden toxicities associated with prescription medicine. You hear about side effects when you take prescription medicine. You can read the physician's desk reference or get on the internet, and you can find out about side effects. But what you're not going to see are the organ issues, especially the liver issues, that prescription drugs can cause. You're not going to read in the physician's desk reference or in the package insert for a prescription drug that you're going to stress out your liver when you take your beta blocker drug or your anti-inflammatory drug. But because the liver is responsible for processing that drug, of course, you're going to put a burden on the liver. Not only that, but because vitamin C is involved in detoxification, copper is involved in detoxification, magnesium is involved in detoxification, zinc is involved in detoxification, the B complex is involved in detoxification. You could easily run low on the very nutrients that are responsible for helping heal your body. So you take, for example, just to give you an example, you take a beta blocker for your cardiovascular health. That suppresses, the beta blocker works by suppressing the heart. The beta blocker has to be detoxified at the level of the liver. Vitamin C is required for detoxification. Now you're deficient in vitamin C, unless you're supplementing. Vitamin C is critical for heart health. So the beta blocker may look like it's helping your heart, but in the long run, via the nutritional deficiencies that it induces, you may actually be doing more harm than good. This is why I consider myself to be a nutritional pharmacist, and I tell folks to, if you're on a prescription drug, your number one health strategy should be to figure out how to get off that prescription drug. Speaking of liver health issues, the liver is a major blood processor, and when the liver becomes toxic, or the liver becomes clogged, or the liver becomes sludgy, blood can back up. When blood backs up, that can cause problems with hemorrhoids, and that can cause problems with varicose veins. It can also cause problems with bloating. I talked to a guy yesterday, he called me up, and he said his stomach is bloated. Now, he meant his abdomen, but he said his stomach, and I started talking to him, and it turns out he's an alcoholic. And alcoholics classically will suffer from this fluid accumulation in the abdominal area secondary to a messed up liver. There's lots of things you could do to protect your liver, but probably the best thing you can do is stop. Stop everything. That is, stop putting anything in your mouth and give your liver a break. Fasting is one of the best things you could do for liver health. The ketogenic diet can help you with the liver because it helps you burn fat. And of course, treating yourself like a diabetic, going low carb and low sugar, is also, and low processed food for that matter, is also important. And then there's also an important role for essential fatty acids and liver health. We'll talk about that on a coming Bright Side episode. Real quickly, serotonin, vasoconstrictor. Serotonin means it tones the blood vessels. Serotonin is a vasoconstrictor and also a blood clotting agent. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Ayla Brammer coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about male infertility issues. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood district Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, which prompts several states with trigger laws to ban abortions. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, joining Fox News to react.
This decision this week was a win for life, was a win for the Constitution, a win for common sense. And God bless the Supreme Court, and God bless President Trump. This doesn't happen if he doesn't put the right people on the court. I mean, this was a huge victory for life. But it was also a victory over the intimidation tactics of the left.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. Ghislaine Maxwell is on suicide watch in a New York jail cell. The Jeffrey Epstein cohort faces sentencing on Tuesday and could get up to 55 years in prison for sex trafficking and other charges. Maxwell's lawyer wrote to the judge overseeing the case and said her client isn't able to prepare for sentencing while on suicide watch because all of her legal papers were taken away. She says they may move for an adjournment on Monday if Maxwell isn't released from solitary confinement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years plus of archived information, plus the longevity products that you can purchase off the website, plus a Join the Team link that you can click if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, or you can head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories blog post videos, which are all posted up at criticalhealthnews.com. There's a Join the Team link, as well as all the Longevity products up on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also, check out the Truth Skin Health products if you're interested in super high-end skincare, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional Truth Skin Health products. They're all up at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am excited to speak to our guest today. Ayla Brammer is a MS and registered dietitian and a functional medicine practitioner, and she is an expert on infertility issues. It's kind of interesting to me how human beings and all animals, their number one raison d'etre is to make babies. That's why we're here, and that's why all life exists, is for the next generation. Yet 20% of women are infertile, according to the CDC, and 10% of men are infertile. Clearly, we are doing something wrong, and that's what we're going to talk about today with Ayla Brammer. Please welcome to the bright side, Ayla Brammer. Hey, Ayla.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes, am I saying your name correctly? Is it Ayla?
Ayla Brammer.
Ayla Brammer. Okay, great. So you're a nutritionist and a functional medicine practitioner and also a registered dietitian, and you specialize in infertility issues. So tell us a little bit about what the heck is going on. Human beings and all animals are built to procreate. That's our raison d'etre. That's why we're here. Yet 1 out of 5 women and 1 out of 10 men can't do it. What's going on?
That's right. Well, we are designed to procreate, but we are first designed, biologically designed, as I like to say, to survive first and procreate second. And there's a lot of burdens in our current modern environments that are making it more difficult for reproductive health than it ever has been before. And it may be surprising for listeners to hear, I know you stated some stats right in the beginning, but infertility is generally viewed as a women's health issue. That's not surprising, but what is that it's actually equally both parties' issues. So to put that into perspective, about 30% of infertility issues are due primarily to male factors, and 30% are due primarily to female factors. And then the remaining 40% is categorized as unexplained infertility, which tends to mean a combination of both male and female factors. So it really is a shared issue, despite the fact that men are often left out of the equation, or at best they're simply viewed as having one role, which is fertilization. And in reality, men's health affects the health of the pregnancy and baby's long-term health. So it matters a lot, and we are seeing rates of male fertility and overall sperm quality and health declining over the years.
So that's really interesting what you said about stress and stress hormones. I want to talk about that. But before I get to that, you know, it's really interesting how you said men are, you know, takes two to tango, right? There's men that are involved too. But I was just listening to the news this weekend, and have you heard of this this term birthing person?
Yes.
I got a kick at that, because it's no longer men and women anymore when it comes to making babies. It's birthing people.
That's true, and I think it is important to, you know, to be inclusive and use appropriate language. I think I find, coming at it from a medical perspective, in a research perspective, the research and the language used in the research is not caught up, you know. So when I try to communicate from a health communications perspective, you know, I tend to talk about biological assignment at birth when I talk about men versus women, but we do want to be inclusive. Absolutely.
So do you use the term birthing person? I just heard it for the first time this weekend. You were familiar with it? Birthing people?
I am very familiar, because I'm very embedded in the fertility community. And my company that I founded, Fertility Wellness and Education Company, we have a lot of midwives and doulas and birth workers, and so, you know, they're intimately connected to this. And so I think there's a lot of people that appreciate using that inclusive terminology.
Birthing people or birthing person. All right.
Yeah.
So I've often thought that the stress response is really one of the major reasons why this whole infertility thing is happening. And you just kind of corroborated that. I guess you agree with that. Tell us a little bit about cortisol, and also tell us a little bit about estrogen and xenoestrogens when it comes to infertility.
Yeah, so the way I like to think about it is kind of like straws on a camel's back. You know, how many straws are on the camel's back, on your back, so to speak? And so any stressors over time, whether they be classic stressors, like things that will put us into fight or flight or keep our cortisol, our number one stress hormone, elevated, either acutely or chronically, you know, these, or there are things in our environment, as you mentioned, like xenoestrogens, which are known hormone-disrupting chemicals and things that we find in the food supply that can mimic hormones actually in our, in
birth
our body.
Control.
And so, right, yeah, birth control can absolutely do that. We also see many really common products, personal care products, and fragrance products. This is one of the number one tips that I actually give, you know, for men to try to avoid, and women. But these things all compound and cause stress on the body. And whenever there's stress, and again, I like to think about it this way, when we have other things to prioritize, whether it be through our liver detoxification system or requires nutrient needs, right? We're going to prioritize everything else over reproductive health.
That's right.
First. That's by design. Yeah.
If you're like running from a tiger in the African savannah, you're not supposed to stop and make a baby, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that from an evolutionary biology perspective, that makes perfect sense, which is kind of, you know, I don't want to get too graphic here, but that's kind of what foreplay is about, right? It's about activating the parasympathetic nervous system, relaxing everything so you can conceive.
Yep, there's definitely an element of that to it. I mean, we're pretty archaic, you know, our bodies, if we, you know, in a sense, you know, our biology is still very much wired as it has been for many eons, right? But we are living in a modern environment that puts a lot of stressors on it, even down to things that you may not classically think about, like blue light exposure.
Oh, that's good.
Our circadian rhythm is very much tied to our reproductive health and hormones, and that's where cortisol also comes in.
Yeah.
Melatonin is really important for reproductive health for both women and men.
Right.
And so we are not in sync as much as we once were with the daylight, you know, the seasonal cycles, and it's one of the reasons why we see a higher rate of infertility in shift workers.
There's a great book called Lights Out that talks all about that, the hidden costs of 24-hour lighting, where we really don't get a chance to activate our melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
What about exercise, over-exercise, for example? Like people who work out or people who run. I notice a lot of women who are like marathoners will have problems with infertility. We've got to take a break, though. Hang on to that thought. We'll come back. Okay, Ayla? Ayla Brammer's with us. We're talking about infertility issues in men and also in women. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Ayla Brammer on The Bright Side right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need a copy of my tax return.
How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, we're talking to Ayla Brammer about infertility issues, male infertility as well as female infertility. Before we went to break, Ayla, we were talking about this idea of over-exercising. Do you run into that a lot?
Yes. So, you know, on the plus side, of course, we know exercise is fantastic for the body. It helps pump nutrient-rich, fresh, oxygenated blood, you know, throughout the body. And that's really important to have that signaling, that connection between the brain and the reproductive organs for good hormone balance. But there can absolutely be too much of a good thing for both women and men. Now, for women in particular, I've seen it in practice for years where, you know, they're exercising more than they're expending more calories through exercise than they're taking in, and getting below what's called their basal metabolic rate, which I'm sure you're familiar with. That what happens is our metabolic system and our reproductive system talk to each other. They're reciprocally regulated, and so when our metabolism dips too low because of overexercising and undereating, then we're going to see reproductive function turn down. The dial just turned right down, and you can actually see that show up as a low body temperature. And so what happens is you can see subfertility issues, hormone imbalances, inadequate hormone production, egg quality issues, all sorts of things, and also sperm development issues on the flip side if this is happening in the male before it is outright infertility, but generally speaking, or before a woman has lost their cycle, that's a really clear sign that there's something wrong.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said something wrong. If there's infertility issues, then there's something wrong, basically. I mean, it could be hypothyroidism, it could be a disease, autoimmune issue, it could be anything, but basically there's something wrong, correct?
Yes, so fertility is never a root cause. Whenever there's subfertility or outright infertility, it's not the root of the issue. It's really a symptom of something else going on. As you said, it could be thyroid condition, it could be autoimmune. There is actually a lot of possibilities, and I have seen, and it's one of the things that keeps this work really interesting and something that I love continuing to do, is that there's so many different things. And so that can also be overwhelming, though. And so what I like to I like to think about it as coming down to the basics first and looking at those boxes. So for me, it really starts with nourishment. You know, obviously I'm a dietitian, but I've always approached fertility issues by focusing on a foundation of nourishment first. So mm-hmm. nutrient-dense foods, the right, mm-hmm. you know, quality evidence-based supplements, you know, like yeah. Whole Well Prenatal or Vitality and Virility, you know, and really focus on giving the body the resources it needs as a yeah. starting point. A lot of times that can correct many issues.
So your company makes supplements, or you consult, or you do both, and people come to you when they're infertile and need help. How does that work?
Yes. So, you know, Full Well was born out of, as an adjunct originally, to my private practice. You know, so I for 15 years have been working with couples struggling with infertility or to conceive. And what I realized was through all that one-on-one work that I really had a lot of empowering education and knowledge and tools that I could share. And so with Full Well, it is a fertility wellness and education company. And so we do have quality, evidence-based, research-backed, and I'm sure you know how important that is, yep. supplement line designed to meet the needs of those in the reproductive years. And we also put out a lot of education as to how to fit those supplements into the context of a healthy lifestyle. So what other pieces need to come together? Because it's not just about supplements, right? It right. really is about the whole picture. And so we do a lot of education through Full Well as well.
And so what are your like go-to nutrients? I think of zinc when I think of fertility, and vitamin E for that matter.
Yes, when it comes to men's fertility, zinc is incredibly important, and you need a lot of it. So it can be very difficult to get enough zinc in just food sources. You know, I think by my calculations, it winds up being dozens of oysters a day. You know, that's a very right. That's a very zinc-rich right. food, but it takes a lot, you know. And so supplementing with extra zinc in a form that's easy to tolerate, which is what we...
What form do you like?
Zinc bisglycinate. So
zinc bisglycinate. Okay.
Yeah. Minerals, when they're chelated with glycine, compounded with glycine, I think, generally speaking, they wind up being highly bioavailable, so we can use them, we can absorb them, but they're also they're easy to tolerate.
The colonnades, too.
Colonnades
also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I like the glycinates, too. How about, what's your take on fats? Good fats, essential fatty acids, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so essential fatty acids is critical for both female and male fertility. Essential fatty acids are protective. You know, they're protective for the membranes that surround, you know, sperm, as are antioxidants for both the developing follicle, so the egg, as many think about it. The follicle contains an egg, and sperm themselves. So we want to really protect with antioxidants. So so that includes things like selenium, not commonly thought of antioxidant, but selenium actually turns on like almost like a fire hose of mm-hmm. antioxidants.
That's good for the thyroid too. That's important mm-hmm. for the thyroid also.
Yeah, so that's really important. So essential fatty acids, antioxidants, minerals, vitamin D, these are all top, really important nutrients for fertility. And most people, from what I've seen in practice over the years, and I practice in Massachusetts, but really I've seen this across geographical locations when I got into virtual work, that vitamin D is far too low. And it's for most, and it's really important for hormone signaling. It acts almost as a hormone in some ways.
It is, it is a hormone, mm-hmm. actually. Technically, yeah. it is a hormone. A steroid yeah. hormone. So have you run into this issue of estrogen dominance? I'm sure you have. Estrogen dominance, right? It seems like mm-hmm. that's like almost like an epidemic, and of course that would cause infertility. What do you do to balance that out? What do you do to lower estrogen, and what do you do to help the body process it or eliminate it or detoxify it or eliminate it?
Yeah,
along the same lines, do you use progesterone at all?
Yeah, so this is estrogen metabolism is really a specialty area of mine, and something that I've done some deep diving into. I love talking about it. So
yeah, me too.
Because it is so important for fertility, for overall, just even regardless of whether or not someone wants to have a baby, estrogen is important, you know, for many different things and having it in balance. And so estrogen, I like to describe it, I mean, it needs to first be metabolized or packaged up by our livers. And our livers are under a tremendous amount of burden each day.
We just talked about that today.
Just to have to deal with, you know, what our body produces and what's in our environment. Yeah. And it's really fascinating when you look at, if any listener wants to kind of Google an image of liver metabolism, you'll be shocked, I think, to see how many nutrients are needed in the process to allow it to work efficiently. I think we think it's a given that our liver is just going to operate without any, you know.
We think our whole body's a given, Ayla. We think our whole body's like that, right? We don't appreciate it. But the liver is certainly amazing. 500 different things happen in the liver, enzymatically speaking. And, you know, one out of three people have a liver problem, fatty liver issue or some kind of ish. And they don't, people don't realize drugs, the more prescription drugs you're taking, the more you're going to tox out your liver. So do you use progesterone at all?
What I try to do, I think of using progesterone a little bit like a Band-Aid, you know, and I'd rather get deeper. So if there's an imbalance of estrogen and progesterone there, then I like to see how do we help metabolize that estrogen better, you know. So that comes down to nutrient support for the liver, you know, removing some of those burdens in your environment, you know, coming down and looking at, okay, now that the liver's packaged it up, can your digestive health, can your gut really get rid of that estrogen? And that, that actually, a lot, the bacterial balance in our gut is largely responsible for that. And so I like to look at those systems first, because if we kind of get more reliant upon progesterone, then we haven't really fixed the, you know, it's kind of like, you know, filling the bathtub with the drain open.
Yeah, that's great. Having a leak in the bottom of your boat or something as you're trying to get water. Yeah, that's great. And I am fascinated with estrogen and estrogenic body biochemistry, and also all the steroid hormone biochemistry. But estrogen is really fascinating, especially fascinating. People don't realize that it's kind of, you got to be careful with estrogen. It can be quite the bad guy, estrogen, if you're not careful. So, Ayla, I would love to have you come back on and talk more about the steroid hormones, particularly if you're available. Do you mind hanging on the line here?
That'd be wonderful.
And then tell me what your, give out your website for people who want to get a hold of you.
Fullwellfertility.com.
Fullwellfertility.com. Thank you so much, Ayla Brammer, for being on The Bright Side. Hang on the line, and I'll say goodbye to you. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Have yourself a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We will talk to you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now. Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.